News Services Division of Akashwani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening and a warm welcome to another episode of Northeast Diary, your window into the vibrant cultures, inspiring stories and unfolding events across the eight jewels of India's Northeast. I'm Vinita Thakur, and in today's episode, we begin with a report from Imphal, where Manipur observed the 134th Patriots' Day on August 13th, commemorating the supreme sacrifice of the brave sons of Manipur who laid down their lives while defying the British Empire in 1891. Folks, we'll also take you to Shillong, where the city has recently launched its first ever public bicycle sharing system, promoting sustainable urban transport. Next, we head to Nagaland, which is actively participating in the intensified IEC campaign 2.0 on HIV and sexually transmitted infections. We'll also explore the handloom weaving traditions of Zapami village in Nagaland, a testament to the region's rich cultural heritage. But first, let's tune into Akashwani Aizawl, which recently celebrated 60th Foundation Day. In Mizoram, Akashwani Aizawl plays a pivotal role in disseminating information to the public. As a vital medium of communication, Akashwani reaches far beyond state borders, touching neighboring states and even Myanmar. On July 31st, 2025, Akashwani Aizawl marked its 60th Foundation Day with great enthusiasm and celebration. Our Aizawl correspondent Isaac brings us a report.
Akashwani Aizawl. Akashwani Aizawl marked its 60th Foundation Day on July 31st, 2025, with a celebratory event held in its multipurpose hall in Tuikhuatlang, Aizawl. The occasion brought together staff and guests to honor 6 decades of public service broadcasting in the region. The event's chief guest, Akashwani and Doordarshan Additional Director General, Northeast Zone, Aziz Bhatnagar, praised Akashwani Aizawl for reaching this significant milestone. He highlighted radio's long-standing role as a reliable and entertaining medium even before the rise of television and digital platforms. He further noted that the music and programs aired by All India Radio Aizawl have been widely appreciated by listeners. He emphasized that AIR Aizawl stands among the most advanced radio stations in the Northeast, equipped with state-of-the-art technology. This has enabled not only the capital city, but also remote areas of Mizoram to access timely information, including updates on central government schemes for farmers. He also exhorted the staffs of Akashwani Aizawl to be a trendsetter in all perspectives.
We have to be trendsetter. If everybody says, leave your culture, let's go Western way, or let's go this way, let's go that way. Always are good. But then, we are the guardian of the local culture. We are the protector of the local culture. That Akashwani has been doing for 90 decades. We are celebrating 9 decades, 90 years.
People used to say, some time back, when the TV came, when the channel revolution came, that radio is old-fashioned. It will die. It will not sustain. But what has happened? The President of India used to come on national radio. And our Honorable Prime Minister chose radio as the primary vehicle for Mann Ki Baat. That's the greatest honor radio ever got in India.
Addressing the gathering, Akashwani Aizawl Director and Mizoram Cluster Head D.R. Laropuya reflected on the station's founding in 1966 during the Mizoram Insurgency. Underlining its importance as a key source of information and entertainment in the state, he reaffirmed that despite the advent of modern media, radio continues to enjoy a strong following. Thanks to technological advancement, Akashwani Aizawl and Akashwani Lunglei are now able to stream live programs via social media platforms.
Akash Hari Aizawl came into being on July 31st, 1966, from a humble beginning as a district air station under the Sun government in Mizo Hills district from 1966 to 1972, when Shillong was a state capital of Assam. It then expanded into air station in Mizoram Union Territory from 1972 to 1987. Now it has become the mother air stations since 1987 in Mizoram State as a capital station.
During the ceremony, ADG Aziz Bandagar presented memento to Akash Vani Aizawl News Editor H.C. Vanalwata and Isaac Zoram Sangar, recognizing their recent accomplishment at the Emmy Awards. A report highlighting the station's achievement was also presented, and the celebration featured cultural performance, including songs and dances. Veteran listeners of Akash Vani Aizawl, Dr. Walkhu Makolni, Principal Retired, Government Mizoram Local Aid, says that radio plays an important role in preserving Mizo language and traditions.
Akash Vani is a good forum in preserving the local language. Mizo language is a tonal language. You have to pronounce it very carefully. If you pronounce it wrongly, then it will mean another. What you mean to say will not be. That will be forgotten. So Akash Vani Aizawl is doing very well in that direction. And the employees are very smart and ready to accept any suggestion.
Another listener, Lalian Vungi, lecturer Zemabok Higher Secondary School, said that she started listening to radio from the moment she woke up from her bed in the morning. She appreciated the new program introduced recently, which was exclusively for the women folk.
We all appreciate Akash Vani Aizawl. We are the real lovers. We are the real listeners. I used to listen that women program. That might be a new program, I suppose. Because on many years back, I never heard. And that is very, very bad.
The program was enriched by various performance showcasing talents.
We shall overcome. We shall overcome. We shall overcome someday. Oh, deep in my heart, I do believe we shall overcome someday.
Akash Vani Aizawl currently employs 170 workers, including 50 permanent staffs and 120 casual or non-regular employees.
Akash Vani Aizawl.
For Notice Diary, this is Isaac from Akash Vani Aizawl.
In a big leap towards sustainable transport, the Meghalaya government on Tuesday, August 12th, launched Shillong's first ever public bicycle sharing system, marking a new chapter in the Hill City mobility landscape. A report for you all.
At a special event in Shillong, Chief Minister Konrad K. Sangma and fitness icon Milind Soman flagged off the public bicycle sharing system, part of the broader Shillong Urban Mobility Policy 2024. The project, titled Ride Shillong, aims to encourage non-motorized transport and healthier lifestyles. The policy envisions 35% of all city travel to be on foot or by cycle, with the ultimate goal of making Shillong a truly walkable and cycling-friendly city. In its first phase, over 20 electric bicycles have been introduced. Residents can now rent these e-bikes for short daily commutes, a cleaner and more efficient alternative to motor vehicles, especially suited to Shillong's hilly terrain.
This entire concept of Ride Shillong, where we're going to give public electric bicycles to people, which means it's publicly owned and people will just rent it and use it. And these are all electric bicycles. And hence, even in a kind of uphill, you don't have to pedal so much. There'll be electric system to support you. So it's a very, very good technology and it's very, very good for a place like Shillong. And anybody of any age can actually use this. While I was cycling right now, I didn't have to pedal much. I was using the different levers and the gears, and that gave enough power where I could move with the power of the engine, the electric engine, and it made it very simple. This, as you know, is a part of a larger project and larger vision to make Shillong a walkable and a cyclable kind of a city where people don't have to use motor vehicles. So we're trying to minimize the usage of motor vehicles. We're trying to encourage people to use electric vehicles, electric cycles. Very soon we're coming up with a scheme for electric taxis also. We'll be getting the first installment of about 50 electric buses that are coming up. And obviously we are working towards increasing the pedestrian area, the walking area, so that people can walk more. Shillong is definitely a walkable city. And hence, most of the locations you can reach without having to use a vehicle. You can simply walk to them.
The initiative is led by the Urban Affairs Department in partnership with GIZ India under the SUM ACA project with support from the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs. Health and fitness took center stage at the event with endurance athlete Milind Soman expressing his admiration for Shillong's natural charm.
It feels great to be here in Shillong today to be part of this initiative, which is public electric bicycle sharing system. It's the launch today. And as I said earlier, I've been coming to Shillong for many, many years, almost 30 years. And I've seen the change in Shillong. And it's becoming more and more like a big city like Bombay or Delhi, which is not so good because Shillong is a really beautiful part of Meghalaya. The landscape is amazing. The weather is fantastic. It's a small city. It can become a walkable city. And there are a lot of things that need to be done, of course, with public support. And as the Honorable Chief Minister mentioned, and the other people said, that there are a lot of things being done to change the infrastructure. And all those things need to be done. It can't be just one thing that is going to make the big change. It is many things, including public support, including infrastructure, including initiatives like this. But we really look forward to the time when all of these things come together and Shillong reverts to its original beautiful state. And I will keep coming back and I'll keep walking and cycling and running with all the people of Shillong.
He urged citizens to embrace healthier lifestyles, adding the small, consistent choices like walking, cycling and proper rest make all the difference.
The main thing is it's a priority. It's a choice that you make. I make this choice every moment of the day that I want to be healthier, I want to be fitter. So whether it's rest that I get, whether it's the food that I eat, whether it's my active lifestyle, whether it's the relationships that I have, I make sure that all of them are taking me forward on a sustainable and healthy and fitter path. So it's a choice that everybody has to make. Do you want to be healthy? Yes, then there are certain things you need to do. You want to be fit, certain things you need to do.
As Shillong looks to the future, the state government hopes this public bicycle sharing system becomes more than just a means of transport. They envision a movement towards a cleaner, healthier and more sustainable city. With Lang Phrang Nong Spang, this is Abhishek Mukhopadhyay for Northeast Diary, Akashwani News, Shillong.
And folks, now moving on to Nagaland, the state recently joined the nationwide launch of the IEC campaign 2.0 on HIV and sexually transmitted infections. This campaign, launched under the National AIDS Control Organization of the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, aims to raise awareness over a two-month period. The launch coincided with International Youth Day on August 12. Our Kohima correspondent Asuno has more details.
The two-month intensified IEC campaign 2.0 aims to reach a wide audience across villages and communities with crucial information on the prevention and control of HIV, while also addressing the stigma and discrimination associated with HIV and other sexually transmitted infections. At the state-level launch event held at the NBCC Convention Center in Kohima, Health and Family Welfare Minister P. Paiwan Konyak said the campaign will bring both information and inspiration to communities across the state, citing that despite a steady decline in HIV cases, Nagaland still has the second highest adult HIV prevalence in the country at 1.37% behind the state Mizoram.
Information is not just a data. It is empowerment. Education is not just learning. It is transformation. And communication is not just words. It is connection. Over the next 2 months, we will reach out to communities in every nook and corner, in urban cities, and in the rural, to young and old, taking with us not just information, but inspiration. We know that information alone is not enough. It must be communicated in ways that connect with people's life, beliefs, and aspiration. Friends, Nagaland stands at a crucial moment. As per Integrated Counseling and Testing Center, ICTC program data, Nagaland HIV epidemic has been moving towards a steadily decline over the past few years. However, the concern is that the prevalence of HIV amongst the adult population of 15 to 49 years is at 1.37%, which is still at the second highest prevalence in India.
On the occasion, the campaign theme song HIV Lee by the Tetsio sisters was officially launched. The launching program also featured a pledge for an HIV-free Nagaland.
Together, we will spread awareness on HIV and STIs
and build
a happy,
healthy,
safe,
and
stigma-free
Nagaland.
Additionally, they even included several interactive activities such as meet and greet with influencers, HIV counseling and testing facilities, chats with people living with HIV and members of the drug user community, mural paintings and selfie points among others. This year, 520 villages across Nagaland have been identified for grassroots level campaign activities. Key components of the intensified IEC campaign will include village level meetings, school and colleges awareness program, special HIV and STI testing and counseling camps at government hospitals, awareness bike rallies, folk performances and flash mobs by Red Ribbon Club members and door-to-door disseminations of IEC materials. For North East IRE, this is Asunyo from Akashwani News, Kohima.
North East IRE program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in.
The handloom sector in India is one of the country's largest unorganized economic activities. Every year, on August 7th, National Handloom Day is celebrated to honor the rich tradition of handloom weaving. This observation began in 2015, marking the centenary of the Swadeshi movement, which started on August 7, 1905. Traditional handloom weaving with natural dyes and colors has been an age-old process, but contemporizing these products for present market is still upcoming. The art of hand weaving is very popular in India and particularly in Nagaland amongst the Naga women, especially in the rural areas. The Nagas are best known for their shawls in which three or more pieces are woven separately and later stitched together. This evening, we take to you to Zapami village in Fake district of Nagaland, where we will know an age-old practice of weaving made from yarn of stinging nettle plants called Thevona. And here is our correspondent giving you more information on this.
Thevona, which translates as Thevo weaves, is an old-age practice of weaving made from yarn of stinging nettle plants. Considering the rich cultural heritage and the culture and historical attachment to Thevo,
Zapami village on the Pek district of Nagaland is one of the early and the original traditional knowledge holders and producers of Thevo weaves. Let us know more about this traditional weaving practice of Zapami village from Lesote Krio.
Hello, my name is Lesote Krio and I am from Zapami village. Thevo is an indigenous variety of stinging nettle plant abundantly found in the surrounding forest of Zapami village due to favorable climate and vegetation. The indigenous variety is also known as the giant Asian stinging nettles. Since ages, the ancestors extracted the organic fiber from the stinging nettle plant to weave thevora, thevo shawl. The fiber is processed through different levels to produce yarn for weaving. The raw fiber is harvested from the stinging nettle plant, and there are multiple levels of processing to produce yarn, as traditionally practiced. Since harvest, the organic fiber is refined into weavable and cloddable yarn. As per the cultural heritage, the following steps are followed from the olden times till today. The organic fiber is extracted from the bark of the thevo plants from the jungle known as thevo law. It is harvested in between November to February. Thevo weaves are appropriated into modern designs and modern traditional wears for various uses and occasions. Besides using thevora as a shawl by men folk and women folk, the recent adaptations include women wrap arounds and shawls, blazers for men, waistcoat, neckties, sashes, etc. for all age group.
The knowledge of thevo weaving still remains in the collective memory of the elders in the village, and to this day the women folk of Zapami produces one of the finest and softest thevo weaves. For Northeast Diary, this is Asunyo from AIR News Kohima.
India's journey to independence is marked by countless acts of bravery and sacrifice. Today, we focus on a remarkable chapter from Manipur, where Patriots' Day is observed each August 13th. This day honors the valiant efforts of those who fought to protect their land's freedom. And to give us more insight into this significant commemoration, we turn to our Imphal correspondent, J.J. Thokchum.
Nitamba Funabaki, Kanagi Nitamba, I Koigi Nitamba, Funanapaki, the Ma, Iputik and Rajidi, Butangalani Gitawadi, Pratiski Makuta, Sinaduna Nasanda, Taurina Punduna, Paitapungi Matata, Lokno Tawaitaki, next into the Lay Hurani, Kuan Kiana Lapata.
The Anglo-Manipuri War of 1891 is one of the most important events in the history of Manipur. In the war against the colonial British force, many heroes of Manipur Kingdom laid down their lives to save the dignity, honor, and sovereignty of their motherland. After Manipur lost its sovereignty to the British, on 13 August of 1891, Yuvraj Tikendrajit and Thangal Jenaren were hanged in front of the public at Faidabung, presently known as Bir Tikendrajit Park in Imphal. Therefore, the Patriots' Day is observed every year on August 13, giving the highest kind of tribute and honor to the heroes of Manipur. This year, the observation was held at different parts of Manipur. A guard of honor was presented by the contingents of Manipur Rifles, and Florence tribute was also offered at the memorial stone of the exiled martyrs of the 1891 war.
Thank you.
जेजे थोक्सोम आकाशवाणी समाचार नॉर्थ ईस्ट डायरी इम्फाल.
And now it's time to listen to this beautiful rendition of Vande Mataram by Octave Band in the Northeast.
Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram, Vande Mataram. सर चाहे चलिया तक भी तेरे जिस कोई नहीं है असी नहीं सोरी दुनिया घुमाने नहीं कह तेरे जिस कोई नहीं
गया जहा भी बस तेरी याद थी जो मेरी साथ थी मुझको तिरपा तिरला दी
सबसे प्यारी तेरी सूरत प्यार है बस तेरा प्यार ही माँ तुझे सलाम हम तुझे सलाम
वंदे मातरम
वंदे मातरम
वंदे
वंदे मातरम
वंदे मातरम
वंदे मातरम
वंदे मातरम
वंदे मातरम वंदे मातरम वंदे
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.